We're up to Yudalit Amud Aleph at the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Ezeu Almonas Issa. That's Rashi's Girsa. Going back on what we had before, Almonas Issa is a woman who is married to a Sofik Halal, who there were Sveikas Bichlal, before that, more Sveikas, whether this person's a Cholal or not. And Tosus does takes away the Almonas, and just the case of Issa, where there are Sveikas in Yichus, where we're not Choshish for the Sveikas, and the woman still remains kosher to marry a Kohen. Kol She'ein Bo Lo Shum Mishum Mamzeris, where there is no Sofik Mamzeris in the questions of the Yichus, V'lo Mishum Nesinus, nor Nesin, V'lo Mishum Avdei Melachim, Nesinim were the were Goyim that came and pretended to be from far away, and they were part of the Shiva So'amim, so they're also Posel LeKahal. V'lo Mishum Avdei Melachim, and not Avodim, and Rashi explained why it says Avdei Melachim, and none of these Psule Kohol are part of the Sveikas, just because of a Sofi Halal. Okay, just because maybe the Apostle of Kahuna. That case, the Sveikas, the Svek Svek, or whatever, we put the woman on her Cheskas Kashrus, and she's Kashrus LeKahuna. Rashi. And Zeyu Amonis Issa, Sheheidu Aleha She Ksheira, where they were made that Amonis Issa is Ksheira. We had it before, Heyed Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Beseira Amonis Issa She Ksheira LeKahuna. In the case of Amonis Issa, the woman is kosher LeKahuna. What's that case? Called She'ein Beiruve Shtekoseha, where there's no doubt in any of the doubts that are in her lineage. Lo Sofik Mamzeris, we're not afraid that she may be a Mamzer. Velo Sofik Nesinus, or any one of the people before her, right, that cause her to be possible. It's not a question of Mamzeris or Nesinus. Velo Sofik Avdei Melachim, Elo Sofik Halal Vado. The only case where they were Mater is where the only Sofik is a Sofik Halal. Mishum Hachi Noket Avdei Melachim, why did you say Avodim? An Eved is possible to marry regular Jews. Why do you say Avdei Melachim? Mishum Avdei Shlomo. Shehoyu Ashirim. The slaves of Shlomo were Goyim, were rich, Ubalizro, and they were powerful people. The Nosu Lahem Benos Yisrael. And they married Jews as nobody could say anything about it. And their children were Psulim. Kagon Zaro Shel Hurdis. Shoye Eved Lebeis Chashmonoi. The Gavra Yado Umolach, just like the Avod Ahurdas was an Eved to the house of the Chashmonaim, and in the end he killed out all of his masters and he became king. So similar kind of thing by Shlomo HaMelech, his Avodim were strong people and they married Jewesses, nobody could do anything about it. Okay, so that's the Tanakama. They say, I'm on a Sisa, where there's no Sufik except the Sufik Halal. Reb Meir, Shomati, Kol She'ein Bo Echad Mikol Eilu, Masin LeKahuna. Reb Meir said, I heard that somebody doesn't have any of these, psulin, mixed into their lineage, any Sveikas, Legabi Mamzeris, Nasinus, Avodim, and so on, is Kosher LeKahuna. The Gemara is going to ask, Elisha said this exact same thing the Tanakama said. Reb Shimon Elazar Mishum Reb Meir, the Chain Hoy Reb Shimon Menashe Omer, Reb Shimon Elazar and Reb Shimon Menashe both quoted Reb Meir differently. Omer Kedvarav, Ezeo Amonis Issa, Kol Shenitma Bo Sofik Halal, right? Anybody where the Sofik was a Sofik Halal. The Gemara is going to ask, that's exactly the same thing that we said till now. What's different than what we had before? And then they added, Makirin Yisrael Mamzerin Shebeinehem. Jews, the Klal Yisrael recognizes, they know who the Mamzerim are. They ain't Makirim Chalolim Shebeinehem. But Chalolim can remain unknown. But Mamzerim are usually known who's a Mamzer and who's not. Okay, so now the Gemara Rashi, Shomati, Lekami Porech, Hainu Tanakama. The Gemara is going to ask, right, this is exactly what the Tanakama said. The Tanakama Nomi Hochi Omar, the Mishum De Ein Bo Echad Mikolelu Heidu Adel Lahashim. Tanakam also said, since none of the other kinds of psulim are a possibility, only a sofik halal, that's why she's mutter. So what is Reb Meir saying different? Makirin Yisrael Mamzerim Shebei Nehem V'sofik Mamzer Yesh Lon Lahachshir. Therefore, if there's a sofik mamzer, there's more reason to say that it's mutter, because if she be usher, people would know about it. The imamzer havi meide havi yodei bei. They ain't makirim chalol in Shebei Nehem, but a chalol isn't so well known, and therefore, if there's a doubt whether this person's a chalol or not, yesh l'chalitzo. That's why she's possible, because it's not known, and therefore it's possible that she is a chalal and we don't know about it. Or he's a chalal. Kami porech amris reisha zeo amonisisa kosher nitma basofik chalal. I'm a sofik to chalal kosher. We say now the Gemara is going to ask, this ending contradicts what we started with. We started with saying that amonis is only mutter where it's a sofik chalal, and now we're saying that sofik chalalim are aser and sofik mamzerim are mutter. So now the Gemara is going to go over this brisa and explain it. Omar Mar. Okay. Ezeo Amonis Issa. Now we're just re-quoting the brisa. Kol she'ein ba lo mishum amzeris, lo mishum asinus, lo mishum avdi malachim. Hachol l'kosher. Mashma, only these things, if they are factor, then she's aser. But if the only factor is sofik chalal, then she's kosher. Mor says, Maishno hanach deraisa, chol nomi deraisa. What's the difference? A chalal is also asur min haTorah, so are the other ones. Why are we makel in by a sofik chalal and not makel by a sofik mamzer and the other ones? The su, another question on this braisa. Omer Reb Meir, Shamati kol she'ein bo echad mikol eilu masiyim lekohuna. Hainu Tanakama. Reb Meir says exact same thing that the Tanakama said. So what's he have to add? The su, another question. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer Mishum Reb Meir. Reb Shimon Elazar said the name Reb Meir. V'chein hoy Reb Shimon Asya Omer Kedvarav. And Reb Shimon Asya agrees with Reb Shimon Elazar. This is what Reb Meir said. Ezeo Amonis Yisra Kosh Nitma Basav Echalal. Makirin Yisrom Amzer Nishabeneihem Vein Makirin Chalon Shabeneihem. V'homers Reisha Chalal Kosher. The end contradicts the beginning, because it says that we know who mamzerim are, therefore a sofik mamzer is probably kosher, because if he was a mamzer, people would know about it. But a sofik halal, people don't know who halalim are, right? It's not well known, and therefore if there's a sofik, it could be the tzasser. So it's just the opposite of what we said, they said the name Reb Meir to begin with. That a sofik halal is mutter. Now we're saying that it's the opposite. A sofik halal should be more awesome. So now the Gemara is going to explain this brisa. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Mamzer Tzoveyach V'chalol Shosek Ikabinai. Right, the differences between the Tanakama and Reb Meir, according to Reb Shimon Elazar, all revolve around the following shaila. Somebody accuses somebody of being a mamzer, and he protests, he yells, it's not true. Or somebody accuses somebody of being a mamzer and he keeps quiet. Or the same thing by a halal. Somebody accuses somebody of being halal and he protests verbally, or he keeps quiet. Okay. Some say that all of these halachas don't apply today, because it's only where when they had a Beis Din and they used to give malchus for people that were posel or whatever. Then made a difference if you were quiet or whatever. Today there's no nafkamina, so people can keep quiet if they're accused of things and they don't have to answer, and it's no proof that they're agreeing to it or whatever. Also, some say that this whole halacha only applies if there's some kind of doubt about the family's kashrus. Pastam, somebody comes along, calls somebody a mamzer, he doesn't have to react. But if there's a doubt, there's already a suffix in the family, and somebody comes and says you're a mamzer and he keeps quiet, must be that he knows information and he's admitting it. Okay, so this is the case where first somebody claims somebody's a mamzer, he accuses him of being a mamzer and he protests, or he accuses him of being a halal and he keeps quiet. Tanakama sover called posel de kori levishosik posel. V'hochikomer Tanakama. Right, the Tanakama holds that if somebody accuses somebody of being posel, doesn't make a difference which psul, and he keeps quiet, it's a sign that he is admitting to it. Right? And this is what the Tanakhama said. Ezeo Almonis Issa. What's a case of Almonis Issa where it's possible there should be a suffix and the woman should be kosher? kol she'ein bo lo shtuk mamzerus velo shtuk nesinus velo shtuk avdei melachim velo shtuk chalal. Any case where no one kept quiet when they were accused of these psulim. But if they did keep quiet, then she's not kosher. And all the psulim are equal. Okay. So what's it called? So the basic the Tanakhama is saying that the only case of what's it called of Amonis Issa is where no one accused the people of these psulim and they kept quiet. But if they did, they're all possible. The case of Amonis Issa is where there's a legitimate suffix and nobody knows. Then we could say that she's mutter. But if the suffix came to an accusation and the person reacted by being quiet, then they're possible in every case. The Karmerli Reb Meir, and Reb Meir answered, no, Hanachu de Kopossel Leber Kohol. Avoshtu Chalal Kosher. Vahodestarshik Mishum Golich Mesle. And the Reb Meir, right, said the first opinion in Reb Meir, right, that not Reb Shimon Lozer and Reb Meir, but Reb Meir answered and said no, that even a shtuk halal is mutter. Why? Because if I'm accusing you of something, you can't get married to anybody. If it wasn't true, you'd say something. But if you're quiet, it means that you admit it. But if I accuse you of being a halal, right, the only one you can't marry is a kohen. Right, why it's called a chalala, but everybody else you could marry. So I'm not, it doesn't bother me that much, and therefore the fact that I keep quiet is no proof that it's true. It's just I don't care. Right, say what you want to say. Sticks and stones, you know, can break my bones, but accusing me of being a halal is no great shakes altogether, and therefore being quiet doesn't prove that I'm admitting. That's what Reb Meir said. The Kamar Le Reb Shimon Elazar LeTanakama to Reb Meir. And Reb Shimon Elazar said to the Tana who quoted Reb Meir first, that no, Ishmielach the Machshir Reb Meir Bishtika, if you heard that Reb Meir holds that you can keep quiet and not be posel, it's not by a halal, what you said, just the opposite. Lo dekori le halal v'shosik, elo dekori le mamzer v'shosik, just the opposite. If somebody accuses somebody of being a halal and he's quiet, it's a simon that he admits. But if somebody calls somebody a mamzer and he keeps quiet, right, then it's no sin. Then he, what's it called, he's kosher. Why? The high deshosik sover mamzer kola isle. Right? Because a person says he's quiet, not because he admits, because he knows that people know who mamzerim are. So they know I'm not a mamzer. Right? Klai Yisrael's mocker who the mamzerim are. They know I'm not a mamzer, why do I have to react? But we don't know who the chalolim are. And if you're not going to react, then why aren't you afraid that people are going to think you're a chalal? So the fact that you didn't react is a riot, that it's true. Avo mamzer v'tzavach, cholo v'shosik posel. But if they accuse him of being a mamzer and he protests it, right, then it could be that he's really a mamzer. Because if he wasn't a mamzer, where does he care? People know who's a mamzer, who's not a mamzer. Or a halal and he keeps quiet, if you're accused of being a halal, since people don't know who halalim are, you should have protested it. Since you didn't protest it, what's it called? It's a right that you're admitted to it. The reason he was quiet is because he said, well, better they should think I'm a halal than think I'm posel for everyone. Okay. Okay, see Rashi. Okay. Maishno Hanech, the Postle of Sothik Didu. What's the difference between these psulim, Mamzer, Nesin, Eved, and Chalal? Dioraisa, Mishum Devadon, Postle Minatora, Bevia. Right? All these people postle a woman to a Kohen if they live with her, Minatora. The Nafkalam Biavamos, Michitia Le Izor, Kivin Sheniva, Le Postle, Apostle. If a woman has Bia with somebody who's postle to her, she's postle to Kahuna. Chalal nami vani pasul midoraisa. Chalal is also pasul min haTorah. Yalfin and lohasul milo yichal zaro makis zaro lo mahu pasul v'viyosu av zaro pasul. Just like a chalal pasuls his children also, the children of chalal and pasul. V'hu gufei nafkalam milo yichal shnei chilulim v'mashma echad the zaro v'echad the ishto. And not only does he passel his children by living with a woman who's usher to him, but he passels what's it called, he passels the woman and the children. Rav Shimon Alos is safer the milsa aresh and the milsa parich. Diktani safer, ain't makirin chalol and shibahem mashma, efshe shiach chalol avalo yu makirin bo. The safer is mashma, that chalol is more reason to passel, because we don't know who's a chalol or not, so it's possible that a safi chalol is taka really a chalol. But a mamzer, we know who mamzerim are. Therefore, it's a suffix. If this guy's a mamzer, he's probably not a mamzer, because if he was, we'd know about it. Alma islay the pasul. The reisha amar zeo amonasisa v'hichshir kosher nitm basavi chalal. The reisha is mashma that a chalal is more reason to say his kosher, less reason to say pasul. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan explained the braisa, mamzer tzoveyach v'chalal shosek igri b'nai. The machlokas is, if somebody accuses somebody of being a mamzer and he protests it, and somebody accuses somebody of being a halal and he keeps quiet, that's the machlokas between these three shitas. Adam shekishkornos a mamzer who tzoveach. A guy, when they call him a mamzer, he protests it. Shekornos a halal shosik. If they call him a halal, he keeps quiet. Ika bein Rab Meir l'Tanakama, u bein Tanakama debraisa aliba de Rab Meir, v'Rab Shimon alos aliba de Meir. That's the what the machlokas hinges on between these three opinions. The Tanakama in Rav Meir, and the Rav Shimon Elazar Rav Meir. Tanakama sover kol posel dekori levishosik posel. The Tanakama holds that almonas isa is only mutter if it's a legitimate suffix. But if somebody accused somebody of being any of these psulim, including a halal, and he kept quiet, then they're posel. The hodoi, because keeping quiet means that you admit to it. Where it says, what's it called? No mamzerus or whatever, and includes halal. That if anybody accused them of being these psulim and they kept quiet, then the Tanakhama holds that they're possible. What's almonis isa? Where there was no accusations, the suffix was just a legitimate suffix, they threw a get, we didn't know if it was close to her, close to him. If she was divorced, not divorced, then he died, she married somebody, a Kohen, is she a Grusha, not a Grusha. Those kind of stakers are okay in everything, and the Suffolk, where there's Shtika, that's not good in anything. The Hachi Komer. Ezeo Amonis Isa Lahakshir, Kol She'in Balo Shtuk Mamzeris, Lo Shtuk Nesinus. The Kivin Dechol, a time of Shtika, the taller time of Bishtika, who had in lechoshtu kepsul. Right? Didn't have to say all of them. Mentioned some of them. But even a halal is included. There's no difference, ain't a chanami. The question we asked in the beginning, what's the difference between a halal and the other ones? There is no difference. It just mentioned these. But ain't a chanami. Almonis Isa is only kosher where the suffix is an intrinsic suffix that has nothing to do with accusations. But if it was an accusation and the person kept quiet, then all of them are possible. Where the suffix is not an intrinsic suffix, but the suffix came about by an accusation, there they're all equally possible if the person kept quiet to the accusation. The Kamerler mayor, a mayor answered to that, no, Dafkahani, Avoshtu Chalal Opossel, that only these cases is the person possible if he kept quiet. But if you accuse him of being a Chalal and he's quiet, then he's kosher. The Hadish Shasik, why? Lamishum da Odi, because a Chalal doesn't bother the guy that much. If you're telling me I'm possible not to marry anybody, then it makes a difference to me. So if it wasn't true, I would scream. But if you're telling me I'm only possible to marry a Kohen, it doesn't bother me that much, so I'm not going to scream about it. So my silence doesn't mean that I admit. So the difference, the machlokas between the mayor and the Tanakhama is a shtuk halal possible or not? Okay. The Kamar Le Rav Shimon LaTanakama, and Rav Shimon ben Elazar says to the first opinion in Rav Meir, no, that's not what Rav Meir said. Lav LaTanakama Debraisa, not the original Tanakama, but the first shot in Rav Meir. The first opinion in Reb Meir, the one who brought Reb Meir down, said that Reb Meir holds a shtuk halal is kosher and a shtuk mamzer is pasul. And now Reb Shimon Elazar said just the opposite. A shtuk mamzer is kosher and a shtuk halal is pasul. Why? Dahi rabbanani elu latana sheshona div Reb Meir beis hamedrash va'omer m'shem Reb Meir shamati kol she'inba. The Tana who quoted Reb Meir first, that's who Reb Shimon Elazar is going on. Ish Mielach, if you heard that Reb Meir held that sometimes you can keep quiet and be kosher, it wasn't by a halal. Just the opposite, was by a mamzer. The Hachikomer, Ezewi Amonis Isa, kol shenitma bo sofik halal, shonim akirin asulo, shohay se'imo sofik grusha. This is now the way that he would understand this braisa. Who is a almonis isa that's kosher, where the suffix is intrinsic, where there's no accusations. Same thing we said till now. Avo shtuk halal, the einon makirin bo, psul ketanak posul, psul ketanak hama. What's it called? But a shtuk halal is posul. Just like, and Reb Meir holds that too. A shtuk halal is posul. Umiyu baha polig Reb Meir, where does Reb Meir argue on the Tanakama? The EU called psul the ishtik be posul. The Tanakama holds that wherever there's an accusation, you keep quiet, you're posul. Doesn't make a difference a halal or a mamzer. A mamzer meaning avodim nesinim and so on. Well, Reb Meir halal shtuku the posul. According to Reb Shimon Elazar, Reb Meir argues and says no. The only time that keeping quiet posul is used by a halal. But by a mamzer, if you kept quiet, you're not posul. Right? The sovar mistaye de lo maskile mikahal. Right, the imani tzoveyach yachrizu alai v'yodeya psuli bebor. The achshav ain't makirin Yisrael chalolim shebeinayim. Right, if I protest, they're going to start looking into it. So I'll just keep quiet. Right, better that they shouldn't pass on me completely to the kahal. I can take being a psul chalal. Well, I can't marry a kohen. But the reason he's keeping quiet is because he knows that he's a worse psul, worse psul. And he's keeping quiet, that shouldn't make waves. Therefore, a shtuk halal is possible. But a shtuk mamzer, kosher. The high deshosik sovra, kol yodim sheni mamzer, the makirin so mamzer shabinehim. That was the end of what Reb Meir said. Everybody knows who the mamzerim are. I don't have to protest. People know that I'm not a mamzer. Mamzerim, it's known. If you are, you aren't. I don't have to say anything. Halalim, people don't know, right? And therefore, if I make a big deal, they'll come out and passel me completely. So I'll just keep quiet to the halal part, right? Because people don't know, and then it's an admission. I'd rather be a halal. I know I'm even more passel than a halal. So I'm keeping quiet because I don't want to make waves. So that's the machlokas between the Tanakama's opinion in Reb Meir and Reb Shimon Elazar's opinion in Reb Meir. Tanakama in Reb Meir says that the Tanakama, the Rabbanan, the original Tanakama holds that if you keep quiet when you're accused, across the board, you're possible. Reb Meir, according to the first opinion in Reb Meir, holds that only applies to Mamzer, Nesin, it doesn't apply to a Halal. If a guy keeps quiet when you call him a Halal, it's because he doesn't care. Right? Because what's the worst? That I'll be possible to a Kohen? Why should I yell back? But it doesn't mean that he admits he's a halal. And Reb Shimon Elazar and Reb Meir says just the opposite. If I keep quiet when you claim to me to be a halal, that's when I'm possible. But if I keep quiet when you claim that I'm a mamzer, I'm keeping quiet because everybody knows I'm not a mamzer. Mamzerim, everybody knows who they are. So, and you know I'm not a mamzer, why do I have to protest? That's the sugi of the Gemara. The sugi of the Gemara. The sugi of the Gemara.